This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Arundhati Paul. The National Democratic Alliance leaders yesterday unanimously elected Prime Minister Narendra Modi as their leader. During the meeting of NDA leaders in New Delhi, a resolution was passed mentioning that India has witnessed all-round development in every field in the last 10 years during the NDA government under the leadership of Mr. Modi. The resolution also states that the people of the country have elected a strong leadership with an absolute majority for the third consecutive time after 6 decades. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said this is a historic mandate for the third consecutive government. It was unanimously decided that the NDA government will continue to work towards all-round development of the country. Global leaders have extended their congratulations to Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his party for securing a third consecutive victory in the Lok Sabha elections. Leaders from Italy, Mauritius, Bhutan, Nepal, Maldives and Sri Lanka congratulated the Prime Minister on his win. In a social media post, President of Sri Lanka, Ranil Wickremesinghe, conveyed his determination to further strengthen the partnership with India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday planted a sapling at the Buddha Jayanti Park in New Delhi under Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam campaign organized on the occasion of World Environment Day. This campaign aims to be one of its kind mass movement to plant crores of trees across the country. Environment Day is celebrated to raise awareness, promote action and encourage global cooperation on environmental issues. The Forest and Environment Department, Government of Meghalaya, yesterday celebrated the World Environment Day at the National Institute of Fashion Technology, Umsoli. The program was organized by the Social, Forestry and Environment Wing, Meghalaya, Shillong, on the theme Land Restoration, Decertification and Drought Resilience. Addressing the gathering, Chief Secretary to the Government of Meghalaya, D.P. Walang, said that environment is the foundation of human civilization, providing with the essentials of life and shaping the world. He also stressed on the 3 A's of awareness, action and aspirations. The Three Shakti Corps of the Indian Army celebrated World Environment Day with numerous Go Green initiatives in North Bengal and Sikkim. A key highlight was the inauguration of a plastic waste management and recycling plant in Changu, East Sikkim. This project, part of the Army's Sadbhavna initiative, aims to improve waste management, promote sustainability and benefit the local economy. The plant will transform plastic waste into materials for road construction and bricks, reducing pollution and landfill burden. The initiative also provides employment for local villages, fostering economic resilience. A person was arrested with Yaba tablets in Assam's Karimganj district, Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma said. A total of 10,000 Yaba tablets were seized from his possession. An investigation was underway, the Chief Minister said in a post on X. The Bureau India Standards, BIS, Guwahati branch office yesterday held an interactive session of stakeholders, industries, academia and laboratories with Pramod Kumar Tiwari, Director General of BIS at Hotel Pinewood, Shillong. Mr. Praveen Bakshi, Commissioner and Secretary of Food, Civil Supplies and Consumer Affairs Department, Government of Meghalaya, attended the program along with other officials. Mr. Tiwari, in his address, focused on the importance of quality consciousness in products and processes, emphasizing the role of certified standards in promoting quality. He stressed on the significance of creating awareness and sensitization around standards as well as compliance with quality control orders for manufacturers. The Indian Institute of Technology, Guwahati, has made significant strides in the global academic arena, securing the 344th position in the QS World University Rankings 2025. With an overall score of 32.9, IIT Guwahati has demonstrated remarkable progress with an impressive leap of 20 places from its rankings last year. Professor Devendra Jalihal, Director of IIT Guwahati, expressed his satisfaction with the Institute's performance. This year-on-year improvement in IIT Guwahati's global ranking is a testament to the relentless dedication and hard work of the faculty, students and staff, he said. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from the Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.